As a master, I think success all the time. As a master, I think success at all times. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. As a master, I think success at all times. Have you ever met a person who is not a master? Have you ever met a person on the face of the earth who is not a master? Every being on the face of the earth is a master. And we are a master at carrying out whatever thoughts we have in our mind, whatever ideals we have in our head, whatever conditions are interesting to us. We carry them out. Look at all of the people on earth. Do they all have normal bodies? Do they all have a body with eyes, ear, nose, and throat, and the standard things that we have? Yes. Every single human being on the face of the earth has it. Now, they may have malfunctioning operations here and there. They may have something that is imperfect here and there, but they all are constructed the same. And if we were to go down into plant life, go down into animal life, go down into even fish, we'd find they have the same functions within them, all designed to do a little different purpose because they have had that different purpose to do. But all the humans act pretty much alike, and all of them have a brain, and in their brain is the master consciousness. In the brain of every man is a master consciousness. Now, that master consciousness can think, I am whole and perfect. That master consciousness can think, I am the ideal man. That master consciousness can think, all is perfect about me and about this body that I live in. Even if there's any imperfection in that body, the master consciousness can change its thought about the imperfection with all its heart, with all its soul, and with all its mind, and bring about a different body. Bring about a different effect in their body. And if they had a bad heart, they can work on thinking a good heart, thinking it, oh, come on now, thinking doesn't make it so. Oh, yes, it does. Thinking makes it so. And every time you have any thought in your mind, any time you have any thought in your heart, in your soul, that is what you are evidencing in your experience outwardly. For as a man thinketh, so is he. As we think in our being, so we are. Now, you say, well, if you have a club foot and you don't want a club foot and you want to have a whole and perfect foot, the more you think about the club foot, the more you continue to have that club foot, the more you continue to have that negative experience in your body, and it will be yours. But now, truly, you can put another cause in motion for anything you want in life, if you want it badly enough. People who are a success don't necessarily want it badly enough. They just have that as their modus operandi 100%. They do not allow themselves to think thoughts of lack of success. They do not allow themselves to think of anything as being limiting their success. They are a success in every thought they have. If a person is a wonderful lover, they are always thinking loving thoughts. If you are an unconditional lover, you are always thinking everybody is wonderful, just like you are. And you are thinking the world is wonderful, just like you are. And you are thinking that every single person on the face of the earth is as wonderful as you are, and that's why you created them, and that's why you created yourself to be the kind of person you are. Now, many of you will say, we cannot think thoughts and change our bodily condition. If we have some terrible disease, we cannot change it. If we have some impasse in our body that is not functioning perfectly, we cannot change it. If we have anything at all in our physical world, we cannot change it. If we have war on earth, we cannot change it. If we have peace on earth, we cannot change it. If we have beauty, goodness, wholeness, we cannot change it. We're always telling ourselves that we cannot change it, and we cannot change it. But those who do change it, those who live in happiness, those who live in success, those who live in abundance, those who live in joy, those who live in harmony in every area of their life, those who have success at all times, are people who just live success. They think success. We like to look at movies of a time where certain very wealthy people go around being very wealthy people and just have nothing to thrill them about life. And we think, how can they be wealthy people and be so blasé about it? Well, they are blasé according to what you think, because you're constantly thinking you'd like it, and they are blasé because they have it. Now, they live so completely in the consciousness that they have it, they don't even give it a thought. And it keeps compounding. The rich get richer, they say, and that's the way it is. Everything compounds according to what you think you are. And if you're willing to try it, if you're willing to put a cause in motion to have a healthy body, you'll have one. If you're willing to put a cause in motion to say, I have a healthy body, go against all the observations, all the illusions that are present in your body, and say, I have a healthy body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Keep saying that, keep saying that, keep saying that, knowing that, and don't worry about whether you say it too often or whether affirmations do or don't work, but keep saying it and watch how it is revealed in your life. That's what a master does. Now, a master also says, I don't have, and he's a master of not having. A master says, I have, and he's a master of having. A master says, I am, and that master is a master of itself. I am an ideal being. I am an ideal body. I am an ideal soul. I am ideal. And when you think of yourself as ideal, when you think of yourself in the perfect way, you have it. Now, if you walk sort of crooked and you want to be straight, see yourself walking straight. See yourself walking straight. See it. See yourself walking straight. Don't see yourself walking crooked. If you see yourself walking crooked, you'll be crooked. But see yourself walking straight. Now, you may not walk straight the first time you apply this principle, but the principle is there. And as you apply it, little by little, you'll be walking straight, and you won't even notice that you're walking straight, because that will be your nature. That will be your reality. That will be who and what you are. Think of yourself as being wealthy, and you will be wealthy. Really. Let that be your only thought, that you act like a wealthy person, you live like a wealthy person, you count your blessings. And this is where we all fall far short of the truth. Count your blessings, and you'll realize your blessings are more grand, more wonderful, more perfect, more fantastic than anything you could ever dream. And as you count your blessings, they are yours. And as you count your blessings, every blessing you could ever desire is yours right now, just waiting for you to put it into motion for yourself, just waiting for you to claim it. I like me. All is in divine order. I am perfect. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am wise. All these things. Live in that consciousness, and that is your consciousness. If you have everything you ever wanted, could you ever want something more? If you have everything you ever wanted, it is because you live in the consciousness of that being in your life, in your awareness, in who you are. Live today in this realization that as a master, I think success at all times. As a master, I think success at all times. As a divine being, I think success at all times. I am that divine, wonderful, magnificent being that thinks success at all times, and it is done. And it is done now for me, for you, forevermore. And we are the master thinking success at all times and enjoying it in every area of our life. I love you. I love you. I love you.